Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, you know, all of a sudden now, the search for extraterrestrial activity is out there, and you seem to hear about it more and more every single day. So there's a great new book out from the New York Times best-selling author of Extraterrestrial. It's a mind-expanding new book explaining why becoming an interstellar species is imperative for humanity's survival. And this is from the longest-serving chair of Harvard's astronomy department, Avi Loeb, joins us here in the National Defense in his new book, Interstellar. Avi, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, am I right in that kind of idea and the notion that we're hearing more and more about this kind of activity every single day?
Yeah, we do. And I think one reason is that we now have instruments that can that are much more sensitive, make measurements that are more reliable, that indicate some unusual objects. That's why the Director of National Intelligence provided two reports to the U.S. Congress about it. We had the hearings just last month on this subject. So the question is whether the military reports and the intelligence reports are all about the equipment that was developed by adversaries or maybe something that came from outside of this Earth. And these are the two possibilities. And I'm, as a scientist, I'm mostly interested in the latter, in the possibility that we might be encountering visits from far away. Of course, anything else would be a matter of national security. I take action on this, trying to help government figure it out by leading the Galileo project at Harvard University. We have a new observatory that is operating that looks over the sky and 24/7 at Harvard and trying to see if there is anything outside of this Earth. We will make copies of this observatory and spread them around the country. And also, I went on an expedition just a couple of months ago to the Pacific Ocean to search for the relics, for the materials left over from a meteor that was spotted by U.S. government satellite almost a decade ago on January 8th, 2014. And amazingly enough, we spent 2 weeks there and we recovered some materials in the form of molten droplets from the surface of that object when it was exposed to the fireball that it created while passing very fast through the atmosphere. And we brought them back to Harvard University, these ferrules, tiny droplets the size of a grain of sand each. And we studied them over the past 2 months and found that they are made of materials very different than any other object in the solar system, like the Earth, the Moon, or Mars. And so the next question is whether it was technological in origin or just a piece of rock from another star.
Right. Is that the most hard and fast evidence of extraterrestrial life that you have seen so far?
Well, there were two objects that were identified first from outside the solar system. This meteor is one. And the second was in 2017, a telescope in Hawaii detected a large object the size of a football field that appeared to be very unusual. It was called Oumuamua, which means a scout in the Hawaiian language. And it was flat in its shape based on the reflection of sunlight. It did not collide with Earth. It just passed near Earth and was flagged as a near-Earth object. This telescope in Hawaii was surveying the sky for any object that comes close to Earth, because that's a risk for us. And it noticed this object that was also moving too fast to be bound to the sun, just like the meteor I described before. And then it, this object showed the very strange properties, being flat, also being pushed away from the sun, without showing any cometary evaporation. There was no gas or dust around it. Hmm. I actually wrote a book about it called Extraterrestrial a couple of years ago. But we are unable to get more data on this object because now it's very far away. That's why I went to the expedition after the first interstellar meteor, because that's an object we can study more. And by the way, there was a letter from the U.S. Space Command in March 2022 that was sent to NASA confirming at the 99.99% that this meteor was interstellar. In other words, it originated from outside the solar system. And that was very important because it allowed me to start planning for this expedition. Altogether, I should say that, you know, I received a lot of support from Washington to the kind of things that I'm doing.
Yeah, that's it's a fascinating discussion, and that's what I was going to ask you too about the support from the government. We're talking to Avi Loeb here in the National Defense. His new book, Interstellar: The Search for Extraterrestrial Life and Our Future in the Stars. And Avi, you talk about it in your book too about we've got to have these conversations now out in the open, out in the public, and not just in you know little circles and conspiracy theory kind of things, right?
Right. I mean, if the data shows something unusual, we have to get to the bottom of it. You know, we're not talking about people using their cell phone to see some fuzzy image because that is not reliable. You know, what we are talking about is military personnel seeing things that they cannot understand. And we have to understand, find out what these things are, because if it represents technologies that adversaries developed, we need to know that. If it's something from outside the Earth, we definitely need to know that.
Right.
That is more of an interest of scientists because, you know, anything coming from far away, thousands of light years away, has nothing to do with national security because it started a journey long before we split the land between nations. You know, there were no humans more than a few million years ago. These trips take millions or billions of years. It should be a subject of science, and here I am happy to help. If there are any interesting materials or data that came from government sensors, I'm happy to help figure it out. And vice versa, if we see anything that might be of interest to the government, I'm happy to deliver that data to them because I'm not interested in human-made objects.
Right.
That's boring.
Right. Avi, listen, this is fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time and best of luck on the book.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.